A few birds fly non-stop, some for several days, covering enormous distances. But most birds break their journey at staging posts. A vital aspect of being able to make such long trips is to have enough fat reserves. This is why finding staging posts is important to migrating birds. Getting ready for the journey, migrating birds also need to eat a lot to replace old feathers, a process called feather molting. A large amount of energy is needed for molting, since feathers take up to 20% of a bird's weight. This preparation is necessary to be in the best condition for their long trips. Different species molt at different times. For most shorebirds, it is just after breeding and before the migration to wintering grounds. Studies suggest birds direct themselves to the compass points using the position of the sun during the day and the stars at night. They can also sense magnetic north. In addition, they use other clues, such as visual layout of the land, smell of the sea, sound of waves on shores, and winds through mountain passes. The most amazing aspect of bird migration is that the location, route, and perhaps even the techniques are built into their brains. Many migrating birds abandon their young as soon as their feathers are developed enough for flight, and a short time later, the young make the migration on their own. What kinds of threats do migrating birds have? Unfortunately, in addition to surviving storms and bad weather, exhaustion, and other natural obstacles, migrating birds are increasingly facing human threats. Habitat destruction that affects staging posts disturbs their ability to refuel. This includes draining wetlands and cutting down forests. Pollution of the sea, water, and air also affects them. Migrating birds are also troubled and hurt by lit-up skyscrapers, lighthouses, and other unnatural human-made structures that mislead them. Sadly, many migrating birds are also hunted for food and for sport.